Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to a special post-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. I have Gary Baylor on the phone, who is the product marketing leader for Sharp. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing great, Gary.
Congratulations on an amazing show. We actually shot 8 videos in your booth on the show floor, and you had a couple of sort of like hot button products, I guess you'd say, or hot products that caught a lot of people's attention. The first is I want to talk about your Windows collaboration display. Can you talk about that for just a second? Because I think that probably even surprised you guys about how popular that was.
It was super popular to show. Probably encompassed a large portion of our time showing it. And what that Windows collaboration display is all about is Sharp, along with our majority shareholder Foxconn, has partnered with Microsoft to bring a new class of large format interactive displays to market that Microsoft refers to as Windows Collaboration Display. At Infocom, Sharp previewed a prototype of the first product that will launch in the market, which was a 70-inch class 4K UHD Windows Collaboration Display that is essentially engineered and designed to help organizations and their teams collaborate in real time, regardless of their team size and regardless of where they're located, more efficiently and more intuitively than ever before. And it also allows our customers to leverage their existing as well as new Microsoft IT infrastructure investment. That's something that really hasn't been done before. What our research showed was that on average in the United States, a average length of a meeting is scheduled for 30 minutes. What's disturbing about that is that on average it takes users 12 minutes to start their meeting. And that lag time of inefficiency is often caused by the connectivity between the laptops or handheld devices they bring into a meeting and getting that material to be projected onto the large format display in the front of the room. And while there's been many technologies that have been brought to market to make it easier, it still requires applications to be installed on the various devices, drivers, things of that nature. This new display basically uses its USB-C ports to provide plug-and-project simplicity, not only for video and audio that you have with HDMI, but also for two-way touch and inking functionality through every Office application in the market. And it's optimized to help teams to connect, as well as collaborate and perform using the same Windows applications that they're accustomed to. Another thing our research showed is that, you know, you can't expect users to learn new applications in order to attend the meeting. It's an inefficient approach and one that really is not productive. We want people to basically use the same applications they use at your desktop, but bring it to room scale. So we've accomplished that by combining a high-resolution multi-touch display along with a high-resolution camera, stereo speakers, and 2 far-field microphones that easily allow you to use the best of what MS 365 collaboration tools provide, whether it be from Windows apps to Office to the Microsoft Whiteboard application and Microsoft Teams, all at room scale and all backed by the intelligent cloud. The displays also include tools that help enable teamwork by incorporating 4 environmental sensors into the device itself. 1 for motion, so it will know when people enter the room or perhaps when they leave the room, and then act upon that. For instance, maybe turn off the light, turn off the display, turn down the air conditioning. A light sensor so that it looks at the room lighting, so that if the room happens to be perhaps a large window bringing in sunlight, we're going to brighten up the display. A little darker room, we can dim it down so it doesn't cause eye strain. Temperature sensor, and that can adjust with HVAC systems. And even air quality sensors that can pump oxygen into the room. So these environmental sensors can connect to the Azure IoT smart spaces. That enables the facility managers to collect real-time room data and make real-time decisions. And we plan to launch that product as well as other sizes beginning late this year. So it's very exciting. We're super excited to partner with Microsoft on this project. And it seems like our channel partners and our customers were very excited to see how easy it is to use.
And I think everyone identifies with exactly what you said, the 12 minutes to set up, connectivity issues, both from a hardware standpoint and from a sort of a cloud collaboration standpoint with video conferencing formats and getting people on and getting people together and have something like this that's connected all the time in a familiar platform, Windows, means that everyone will know how to use it. You can theoretically walk up and use Experience. And I think it was certainly very popular. A lot of people were talking about it on the show floor. The other thing I thought that I heard over and over again about coming from your booth was the impressive 8K displays. And you kind of had them in two different formats. You had the 70-inch 8K display that just blew everybody away when you walked in your booth. But then you also built a video wall. I think it was in the range of 280 inches, and it was 8K as well.
We did, and it got a lot of excitement. I mean, if you've never seen 8K on a display, it is something that you have to see to believe. It can't be shown in pictures or even videos. Closest thing I can kind of describe it as is it's like looking out a window because you're packing so many pixels, 33 million pixels being densely populated into a 70-inch platform. It plays tricks on the eye, and your brain interprets it just like it interprets the real world. So you have a depth of field without any trickery, without any game playing that's very, very natural and exceptionally eye-appealing. And the technology that's being incorporated in our 70-inch platform also includes upscaling. So it could take a 2K or a 4K signal and upscale it to 8K. So even content that was created for lower resolutions still look significantly better than they would in their native resolution. And we also showed our video wall, which is our PMD701 series. It's the largest display LCD display designed for video wall applications. And we created a 4x4 matrix, 16 displays, and drove it with a single PC with an NVIDIA video card where we were feeding it direct 8K data. So dot for dot over a 280-inch diagonal canvas. And it was spectacular. While that can be done with other technologies in the marketplace, this is a very affordable, low-cost way of accomplishing the same results in a proven technology that's low cost to both acquire as well as to install.
It blew my mind when both of them looked very impressive. The thing that was most impressive to me right off the bat was how quickly you saw the 70-inch version of the 8K product you have, how it looked like you were looking through a window. It looked like you were literally looking just like in the real world. So it's almost like 3D without the glasses.
It is, and it's better than 3D without the glasses. It doesn't have that fake feeling that the 3D glasses typically provide. It's like looking out a window. Can't describe it any better than that.
Yeah, I agree. Of course, you can see all
and
these.
That product.
Go ahead.
Well, we'll be launching that product this fall. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was pleased to release the product into production. So we'll be starting production on that product in July and should have it in the U.S. by September.
Yeah, and of course, I'll put a link, by the way, for all the videos we shot on the show floor in the Sharp booth. You can, of course, go to your website, which is siica.sharpusa.com, and then you go to professional displays, or you can just go /professional-displays. Again, I'll put a link for that on the description of this podcast. All you have to do is click on that in the description of the podcast. Also, if there's a link to go directly to all 8 videos we shot in the Sharp booth, that'll show you everything that Sharp launched at the show. Gary, am I missing anything? I mean, you had a lot of other stuff in your booth. You showed your system on a chip stuff as well. And a few other things.
We did our smart signage displays. We launched two additional models, 50% higher brightness, and designed for 24/7 applications. And there's more of that series coming out later this year. It was a great event. We also showed our new 4K PNUH series of commercial displays that are really kicking butt in the marketplace. So if you have any applications that require 4K and 60, 70-inch type size categories, we've got a great affordable line of 4K displays as well.
Well, I really appreciate you joining me today. I know you got a lot of catching up to do from being out of the office and also following up with the leads. I mean, you must have had a record year in leads because your booth was packed the entire show. So congratulations on that. And congratulations for a great show in general.
And thank you for all you do. It's really what you guys publish out there to provide awareness of all the new technologies in the marketplace and how they all work together. What's driving growth for our integrators and customers out there is much appreciated.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And I look forward to the future, especially with the 8K stuff getting ready to ship this fall. Of course, all the 4K stuff is already shipping for the most part, or will by the end of the summer. Like I said, you can see it all, everything we covered of the show at raypubs.com. And then I'll click on the link below and you'll be able to go directly to the videos we shot in the Sharp booth. And thanks for listening. Gary, thanks for joining me.